dress as your childhood hero. Events taking place across Sussex and Surrey. Earlier, David Ramsden, the Chief Executive for Children in Need, told us about what they're doing locally.
Surrey and Sussex, we're funding 69 projects with an investment of over £3 million. And we know that our ability to say yes to really great work that's having an impact on the lives of children and young people depends how we do across the next few weeks.
But what's it like to receive some money from the charity? Emily Griffiths is Short Breaks Manager at the YMCA in East Surrey, and she owes her job to Children in Need. Is that right, Emily?
That's quite correct, yes.
How come? What's the situation then?
Well, what it was back in 2012, YMCA East Surrey were awarded a Children in Need grant of £54,000. And this grant originally did fund my part-time role as the coordinator, but also gave YMCA East Surrey that opportunity to develop the Yippie Club into the high-quality provision we have today.
What is the Yippie Club?
So the Yippie Club itself, it supports over 130 different families, and it's the YMCA East Surrey's short break service for children aged 5 to 11 who have complex needs and disabilities.
And what does it do for the youngsters?
So itself, well, in essence, it gives opportunities to young people who can come along to our services and access all sorts of different facilities that are purpose built and designed for their needs. And along with that, it gives families a short break so they can spend time doing the things that others may take for granted, doing the weekly shop, spending time with their siblings, things like that.
Which I guess to the families and the youngsters involved is really important time. For the youngsters, it's social time. For the families, it's a touch of respite just to go and do some of those everyday things.
It really is, yes. You know, it's a valuable service, and, you know, the need that there is out there, you know, substantially outweighs the supply of short break services. So we're very lucky to have received a grant from Children in Need to do just that.
Is this the sort of thing we should bear in mind on Children in Need night when we're seeing, you know, the pop groups doing their singing, we're seeing the specials of the TV programmes, we're seeing the films that are made about where the money is spent? Is this the sort of thing we need to be bearing in mind, Emily, and thinking, how might this trickle down to where I live?
Oh yes, 100%. You know, the local support that you know, Children in Need can provide, you know, is amazing. You know, in 1 year alone, in the year that we received the grant, the YMCA East Surrey provided over 32,000 hours of short break services to children with disabilities. Now that's a huge, you know, impact in the families, and it really is on that local level supporting those who are in need.
Is there continual funding from Children in Need, or is it a kind of year-by-year basis you have to reapply? Have you done that?
Yes, so we've got a grant back, like I said, back in 2012, and that was spread over 3 years. So at the moment, that funding is actually just coming to an end, but we're hopefully going to be reapplying, and fingers crossed we'll be able to receive more support from Children in Need.
Yeah, and where else would that £54,000 have come from if Children in Need hadn't stepped in there? That's a lot of bucket rattling, isn't it?
Yes, it's quite right. I mean, we do have wonderful support from our community, you know, the hundreds of people who trek, cycle and run in all sorts of events to raise money for our work. But, you know, that large amount of money, you know, goes so far in making sure that the service is of high quality, definitely.
Okay, Emily, thanks for chatting to us today.
Brilliant. Thanks
very much. Nice to speak to you. Cheers.
Bye-bye then.
Emily Griffiths from the YMCA in East Surrey.